Introduction. Welcome to stage one of our course. Enhancing business intelligence skills for a vice president in fintech. In this initial stage, we will embark on a journey to understand the fundamental concepts of business intelligence, RBI, and its significance within the financial services industry. As we explore these topics, you will gain a foundational understanding of what BI is, its critical components, and how it serves as a powerful tool for making informed business decisions. Let's dive in and set the stage for your career advancement in the dynamic fintech landscape. Main content. Definition of business intelligence. BI. Business intelligence. BI. Refers to the technologies, practices, and applications used for the collection, integration, analysis, and presentation of business data. The primary goal of BI is to support better business decision-making. In simpler terms, think of BI as a set of tools and processes that help organizations transform raw data into meaningful insights. For example, a fintech company may analyze customer transaction data to identify spending patterns, which can inform product development or marketing strategies. Additionally, BI encompasses the complete data lifecycle, from gathering data from various sources such as customer databases and transaction logs to processing this data into visual formats that stakeholders can easily interpret. This comprehensive approach enables organizations to not just react to data but also proactively strategize based on insights derived from trends and patterns. Importance of BI in financial services. In the fast-paced world of financial services, the ability to quickly analyze data and make sound decisions is paramount. BI plays a crucial role in this sector by providing insights that can lead to improved operational efficiency, enhanced customer satisfaction, and competitive advantage. For instance, a fintech firm might leverage BI to assess risk more accurately when approving loans, ensuring they are lending to creditworthy clients while minimizing losses. The insights derived from BI also empower executives to strategize effectively, adapt to market changes, and ultimately drive profitability. Moreover, BI can play a pivotal role in regulatory compliance, which is particularly important in the financial services industry. By utilizing BI tools, organizations can monitor transactions for suspicious activities, ensuring adherence to regulations and reducing the risk of penalties. This not only protects the organization but also strengthens customer trust, as clients feel secure knowing their financial data is being responsibly managed. Key BI components. Data warehousing, data mining, reporting, and analytics. Now, let's unpack the key components of business intelligence that will be essential for your understanding. 1. Data warehousing. At the heart of BI is data warehousing, which involves the storage and management of large volumes of data from various sources. Think of it as a centralized repository where data is collected, cleaned, and organized. This allows for easier access and analysis. For example, a fintech company may combine data from customer interactions, transaction histories, and market trends into a single data warehouse to unlock powerful insights. The architecture of a data warehouse is designed to support query and analysis rather than transaction processing, making it an essential component for BI. 2. Data mining. Next, we have data mining. This component involves exploring and analyzing large datasets to discover patterns and relationships. Data mining can be particularly useful in predicting customer behavior or identifying potential fraud. For instance, through data mining techniques, a fintech firm might uncover that customers who frequently use mobile payment options are more likely to engage with loyalty programs, allowing the company to tailor its offerings. Data mining can also be used to segment customers into groups based on behaviors, enabling targeted marketing efforts that resonate with specific demographics. 3. Reporting. Reporting is the process of presenting data in a structured format, often through dashboards and visualizations. Effective reporting transforms complex data into easily digestible information, enabling stakeholders to quickly grasp key metrics. Imagine a VP in a fintech company reviewing a dashboard that highlights monthly customer growth, transaction volumes, and churn rates, all at a glance. This visualization allows decision makers to monitor performance in real time and make timely adjustments to strategies as necessary. 4. Analytics. Lastly, analytics refers to the systematic computational analysis of data. This component allows organizations to derive deeper insights and make predictions based on historical data. For example, predictive analytics can help a fintech company forecast future sales trends based on past customer behavior, thus guiding marketing strategies and resource allocation. Descriptive analytics can provide a historical view of performance, while prescriptive analytics can recommend actions based on data-driven insights, enhancing decision-making processes. Together, these components create a robust framework for organizations to harness their data effectively, leading to informed decision-making and strategic growth. Conclusion. In this stage, we've laid the groundwork for understanding business intelligence and its significance in the financial services industry. By grasping the fundamental concepts of BI, including its definition, importance, and key components, you now have the foundational knowledge to appreciate how BI can influence decision-making within your role as a vice president in fintech. This understanding is not just academic. It is a stepping stone toward becoming a more effective leader in your organization. Reflection questions. 1. How does your organization currently leverage business intelligence to inform decision making? And what areas could be improved? 2. In what ways can you utilize your understanding of data warehousing and data mining to enhance your strategic initiatives in fintech? 3. Reflect on a recent decision you made at work. How could business intelligence have shaped that decision differently? Thank you for participating in Stage 1. As we move forward, keep these concepts in mind as they will be invaluable in your journey towards enhancing your business intelligence skills.